The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
So, how's it going, Rudy?
Cracked me on that one, I will be honest.
Alright. No, for real. What's going on, Rudy? How's it hanging?
I'm doing good.
Alright, you know, enough of this bullshit, Rudy. Sorry. Whoa. Really sorry to interrupt. Very sorry to interrupt, but I do have a scripted segment that I have to insert here, and it's gonna take a while, so I'll have to interrupt you. Keep that, Rudy. I love that thought. I think it's a great thought. Keep it for the next one.
Kind of a bit rude to ask how you are and then cut me off mid-sentence, but go on, bitch.
So, I don't know, dear listeners, if you remember, 2 weeks ago, we published an episode where we got to know Rudy. I asked Rudy 6 questions about his past, present, and future. And today, we're following up on that. Specifically, I've done a lot of thinking, and I was going to add new questions for Rudy, but I realized Rudy would never do this for me because he hates me. So today I'm going to force Rudy to do it for me.
That's right.
That's right. So today I have prepped 6 questions.
Okay.
And you have to answer what my answer would be. Does that make sense?
Brother, the truth of this is, people, even if I get to the right answer, he will never admit it. He'll come up with a different answer on the spot.
Who knows? Anyway, it's the same format, 6 questions, past, future, present. It's all with the weird rhyming thing again, so there you go. So let's dive right into it.
Okay.
The first question, and I have to say, before we get into it, I genuinely have not thought about my answer for any of these. So I have an open mind to what you think the correct answer is.
You know what I smell? Bullshit, but go on.
I promise you this is true. All right. First question, past expiration. What is something that I used to like a lot, but that I don't enjoy much anymore?
What you used to like a lot and don't much enjoy anymore. I don't fucking... There's
come
a couple
on, Rudy.
Of things. Like, I know... you know what I really want to do? I'll do it to you. Eternal Return, free on Steam.
That's actually wrong, because I'm actually, back in my glory days, I actually really enjoy Eternal Return again.
It's fucked up that it has come on a comeback.
Not just in the recent days, but, like, that's been the case for, like, half a year now.
Probably because camping. Every child loves camping, and then you grow up.
You know what? That's not a bad answer. I'll take that. I would say that I agree with that, because I actually used to like camping, and I don't think I would do it anymore, because it's just not that vibe for me anymore.
Yeah.
So, good job, Rudy. That's 1 point. If you get 6 points, then you might get $1 million, but that'll depend completely on someone giving it to you, and it won't be me. All right, next one. Past cultivation. And this is funny, because this is earnest, so I'm getting embarrassed saying it. What's something that I worked hard on, like a skill that I worked hard on to earn?
A skill.
That's right, a skill or thing that I worked hard on.
Well, fucking Eternal Return free on Steam is my answer.
Wrong, Rudy. And it's only wrong because it's not a genuine answer.
Okay, a skill that you worked hard on. Let me think. I mean, you tried sports for a while. I don't know if you would count it as a skill.
That's minus 1 point, Rudy, so we're going to put you back to 0. Okay. On we go.
Wait, you're not going to give me a right answer?
I don't know what the right answer is, Rudy. I think...
Wow.
Oh, here's a right answer. And I don't know if you could put this in the genuine category, because I think it's almost not. But I think I'm pretty good at Minesweeper nowadays, so that's got to be worth something.
Yeah, because fucking Eternal Return free on Steam, a video game, is not the right answer. But Minesweeper, the original video game of all video games, is the correct answer. Yeah, that's fucking...
Right.
Okay, go on. This game's rigged. This game's fucking rigged.
As the game master, I think that's a very fair answer.
Go on.
All right. Current obsession. What's something that I'm currently obsessed with, Rudy?
Currently obsessed with? Oh, we don't talk with that often anymore, so I wouldn't know, but...
That's right. This would be probably pretty difficult nowadays.
Current obsession... Ah, Tic Tacs!
I'll take it, because that's true.
It's not a new development, but it is a current obsession.
That's true. I'll give it to you, Rudy. You know what? I'll give you a half a point extra, because I think you're being real good right now. So that puts you at 1.5 points, all right?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Present limitation. What's something that's holding me back at the moment?
Oh, my God. Really going into it, huh? Holding funny. Back like at the this. Moment, I have a financial situation.
I'll consider your answer if you give me an explanation. In what way is it holding me back?
You had to move to a different continent, half across the world to get a job.
I'm not going to count that, Rudy.
No, if you would have had more money, you would have stayed, and then we would have done this IRL.
We didn't do it IRL when we recorded 50 episodes of the previous podcast.
That doesn't matter. That does not matter. I was ready to do it IRL. I was just waiting for your invite, and it never came.
That's going to be minus half a point. And because my funny friend here is saying that my fun and good segment is taking too long, I'm just not even going to give an answer, and we're going to go on to future exacerbations, Rudy.
What's the problem
in the future? Future exacerbations.
Uh-huh.
What's a problem I'll have in the future that's going to be worse because I made it worse by not solving it instantly? That makes sense.
I could probably do some deep cut here, but
hit me
problem that just a problem now, but you're not solving it. Once again, I don't know what you're doing IRL like day-to-day basis anymore. A problem that you don't solve now. Getting more friends and being social.
Wrong. The correct
answer... That's right! You just don't like the answer!
That's not true. What I would consider the correct answer is that currently I'm too handsome and I'm really afraid of getting too many
bitches.
Girlfriends. That's right. And everybody, if you hear this, stay away, alright? I'm not about that life.
People think I'm the arrogant. Definitely go.
All right, go and here's the best one, Rudy. This is the crux of this segment, and I wanted it all to lead up to this. Future mummification. That's right, Rudy. When will I die so you can pull out my brain through my nose and stuff me in a sandcastle?
Oh, I'd stuff you any day long. Let's think. Well, global warming does not allow us to live past 60. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give you... Well, you recently gotten, congratulations, by the way, your driver's license. So
thank
everybody
you.
At home, congratulate Henry. He doesn't have a car, but he has a driver's license. So I think about 2 years in your driving career.
I'm on board with that. All right, Rudy. And on that note, let's go straight into the news.
Johor Bahru, Malaysia, if you guys have forgotten. And indeed, it is the segment that we all love and live for every week. The news! You want to take it off, or should I start?
You start.
Not on my turf, small boy, is my article name. It's very simple. Okay. I know we sometimes, like, I try to keep it, like, sort of nice, positive. However, this one was so brutal, so rampagingly unmerciful that I had to put it in. A wild elephant attacks a contract worker, 51 years old, in a bush, specified by the article, and heals his friend, 31, who was attempting to drive the animal away. That's about it. So, my guy was working in a bush and got jumped by an elephant.
Okay.
His friend was like, "Ay, why, yada, yada," took a rake, tried to chase the elephant away. The elephant was like, "What the fuck?" Stomped his ass, and that's about it.
Classic. Classic everyday activities, getting ambushed by an elephant, fighting it off.
I mean, fucking, listen, elephants are scary. Those animals are big, and the movies would make you believe that any gigantic creature moves sort of slowly compared to us. Elephants are fucking fast. Have you seen nature documentaries about them?
Nah.
bitches move. They shmoove, all right? They move with the speed. Not as fast as hippos, though still surprise me to this day. But let's say you cannot outrun an elephant.
So did you know that there's elephants in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Because I would say I knew, but I didn't remember until you told me. If that makes sense.
Yeah, Asia has genuinely, the way I think of Asian fauna, is it has actually somewhat, like in some sense, similar to African one, but they have it smaller in Asia because all the animals have to move through the jungle and stuff. Because like, you have African elephants, they're humongous. Mm-hmm. The one you see in Asia, elephants, they're usually smaller in size, the species. It's true.
Okay.
And then like with a lot of animals, they're just like bigger in Africa than they are in Asia. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them follow this trend.
Isn't the difference between Asian and African elephants the ears, mainly?
Yeah, probably. I also know that not all species have the tusks.
Oh, really? I've never seen a tuskless elephant.
Yeah, I believe... Wait, am I wrong on this? I might be wrong on this. Okay, what? You can fact check me at home, people.
I
might be wrong on this, but I believe that some of them were tuskless.
How about this? If Rudy's wrong, I want our funny friend editor to absolutely dunk on him right now.
Oh yeah, give more words, Sid.
How's that? Yeah, that's right. And after that, can you please like add the sound effects of like 15 clowns juggling a couple fireballs in the circus and the audience loving it?
Yeah, yeah, and right, an elephant also somewhere in the background fire, just to keep continuity.
Yeah, and then a lion comes along and eats it all. Right.
And then says thank you, but like do it so that like use AI to use a lion voice, not a human voice, but a lion speaking in human, and going like.
All right, classic.
As far as stupid bits go, by the
way,
this might have been our stupidest.
Can't fucking believe I don't get paid for this.
But go on.
All right, Rudy, I've got a really sad story for you. And you know, you already know that if I say it's sad, it's really sad. So.
Okay, go on.
I gotta gather myself for a moment because this has actually really
actually,
deeply affected
me. You touched your heart by doing this. I will be honest,
yeah.
I might be getting old, but I swear to God, the other day, I was just sitting in my chair, sipping tea, literally doing nothing else. And like the left side of my chest, like my left pec, got completely like, it didn't like muscle spasm or something. I just started hurting. And like the more I move, the more I hurt. And it like pervades for like 5 minutes. I have never experienced a heart attack, but I got a bit, I was like, what the hell? Is it coming? Is this how I die? Sipping tea, just being chilling in the morning? I was actually doing something for this podcast and I was like, nah, didn't even get to 25.
I don't know, I think that's a pretty good way to go. If you ask me.
What?
Chilling, sipping tea. How's that not a good way to go?
I don't want to die in pain.
Doing what you love.
Die in my sleep.
I think that's
I had the weirdest
thinking,
dreams today, by the way. Holy Jesus. I had the weirdest dreams today. People were fucking,
on.
Then people were shooting, and then we were running, and then there were some like house allowance issues, then there were rental issues. Somebody bought a house. Somebody was like, I'm telling you, I kept waking in the middle of the night and every scenario was different with the same characters. I went through like 3 seasons of Netflix show. It's all people that we know, by the way.
All right, well, start producing, Rudy.
No, honestly.
You already have everybody cast by the sound of it, so the only way is up from here.
I just have to get my friends to, do some fucking scenes in front of camera and we're good.
Classic. You're pretty charismatic, really. I think that shouldn't be an issue.
That's very true. I can sleaze my way into every crevasse.
Anyway, I was going to tell a sad story until Rudy, so... Rudy interrupted me. Has anybody ever made that joke? Like, Rudy?
I'm just not going to acknowledge it.
Let me know, people, if you've never heard that before.
Even
I just came
you
up with it.
Right
I thought
now,
that was
looking
pretty
at the
funny.
Camera was like you were talking about it, but your face was like, I'm so over this joke. Even you.
I'm not. I'm
you know
not.
What this
I'm
is? Just, you know I'm, what this is?
I'm crying because of how funny it is to me.
No, brother. This is the equivalent of you telling a joke to the wall and somebody is watching a Netflix show with a laugh track in another room. This is the equivalent of your joke right now.
Yeah, and I appreciate that laugh track for humoring me, all right?
No. Go on.
Anyway, Chief Minister vows for strict action against illegal chemical dumping in Johor. So,
wait.
Several areas.
Fuck, man. Where am I going to dump all my illegal chemicals now?
You're going to have to find someplace else. Perhaps, maybe, I don't know, a jungle or two. But it ain't going to be in Johor. So, because several areas in Johor have suffered from illegal chemical dumping, creating foul odors and forcing some schools to be closed for safety concerns. Residents reported a foul smell in the morning, and upon investigation, found the river black, murky, and you guessed it, say with me, Rudy?
Big oily?
Oily. Thank you very much.
Do I get a point about like the quiz of knowing you?
Sure. I just realized we didn't grade like the last three questions, so I guess that puts you at 2.5 points now. Yeah, so several of these incidents have happened. There was an oil spill as well. And frankly, okay, so that was pretty strange. And the fun part is that this is audio only, so it's just a really sudden interruption. Rudy looked like he was threatening to kill himself right there because he had a scissors up to his neck.
Because you didn't give me my points that I deserved.
All right, Rudy, don't kill yourself over a quiz I make, all right?
Crying now.
That's my, yeah, because that was a really big psychological shock to yourself. You didn't even see it coming. yeah, so basically what I'm trying to say is I think these people are a bit ungrateful. They have a beautiful black oily river and they're not appreciating
it. Take a bucket, send it to Henry.
That's what I'm talking about.
You probably already have some buckets. You probably rerouted the river from Malaysia to Australia.
Honestly, I wish I could, but unfortunately, you are right, Rudy. I am financially constrained. If I could do that, if I had the money for that, I would be doing it right now.
Okay, now moving on to... Was this it for your article?
That's it for my article. Okay.
He's come back! Oh, wait. False alarm, guys. My bad. Is the name of my article.
Uh-huh.
So, nothing too interesting about the article, but let me just read how I first saw the title of it whilst quickly skipping over the list of news, because you know we read a lot of news articles and we kind of like to have to be quick about it. I personally for each episode read like maybe like 50 titles and then choose two or three that what I like the most about it. So let me tell you exactly what I read first. Saddam Hussein was sworn in as a crown assemblyman. But turns out I just misread and the guy's name is actually Saeed Hussein.
All right. Good stuff.
I was like, damn, he's been in Malaysia all this time. Americans thought they killed him. Malaysians didn't see him coming. He just was hiding all there. And it's also like, I read it and it's like the perfect sentence. Saddam Hussein was sworn in as crown assemblyman. I was like, out of all the positions.
He's been in hiding for so long just for this little rise to power. Crown assemblyman. It's all been worth it.
Oh yeah, we do love a bit of good old terrorists in the government.
Hell yeah, brother. I would really love to read you my last article, Rudy. I really would. And I think it's a great one, but I think it's time that we go to the ad.
You know what? I mean, the real losers here are the listeners, actually. But sometimes, you know what?
That's right.
We just like to tease a bit. So I think, yeah, we're going to go to the ad, guys. And you try to extrapolate what was the fourth topic of the day that we never mentioned. But I can tell you, it was a great one.
It was a great one. And I agree, Rudy. Our listeners are losers. our losers.
Let's be honest, anyone who listens
to
this on a weekly basis might be a loser just like we are. But with that good note, let's go to the ad.
Yeehaw.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we all wish to just pummel someone. There are days when your boss just needs a good beating. Days when a road rager needs someone to stomp over their whole car. And you'd be surprised to know that such services already exist all throughout the world. But here in Johor Bahru, we take the next step to make sure that the message sticks. Say hello to Jonathan, our rampaging hit elephant. Are you in need of some good old beat-up services? Look no further. Our business model could not be more simple. You stand by and watch while he finishes the job. Jonathan, the Bane of the Jungle, can be yours for $4.99 American dollars.
I think Jonathan is selling himself short. For only $4, I think he could be earning a lot more than that. His service sounds pretty good.
Yeah, indeed.
I think we should...
It was hard to find Jonathan. He seems to be pretty busy these days, stomping on people and all, you know?
I think we should get him in touch with an accountant. So that he can up his worth, up his gains.
Indeed. And on those lovely, lovely ads, I think... Laughing at my own ad is so stupid. But it's on to the weather news, ladies and gentlemen. If you have sinned, or think that you have, or in other words, are afraid that someone might be after you, like example, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Well, buddy, I've got bad news for you, because the rest of November and most of December, the weather will provide the perfect coverage for a crime, as it will be continuously thunderstorming and lightning striking for a good amount of 30 days or more. But hey, at least the daytime average will be 30 degrees Celsius and nighttime 25 degrees Celsius. So you die all warmed up. Always look to the bright side, guys. But as I said, this would be the perfect coverage for a crime. So to call back on our like episode as of recent, we don't have a day of purge, but you can make your own fun, is all I'm going to say.
All right. And on that lovely, non-threatening note, let's go on to the imagination segment. So everybody, please close your eyes and imagine the following. Breathe in, breathe out. Okay, here we go. So, as you head out to the airport, you're immediately smothered by hot and humid air and struggling to breathe. Lucky for you, you prepared and immediately whip out your oxygen tank. Refreshed and good to go, you head out to see the city's highlights. You check out the gardens by the bay and one of the most impressive combinations of nature and architecture that are out there. Later in the day, you check out some establishments at Marina Bay and have some tasty local foods. Towards the end of the day, you head towards the border and set up camp in your hotel in Johor. Ah, that was the perfect day. I'm glad I came to Johor to see the one thing I've always wanted to see. Singapore. So, if you've always wanted to go to Singapore, people, I recommend you go to Johor first. That was a bit of a struggle of an ad read. Not ad read, that was just a bit of a struggle of a read, and really didn't help. So, there you go.
Oh my god.
I hope that came across, people, the feeling.
I'm out of breath again. Oh my god, please do local business.
All right, the local business. My recommendation for the local business is, I think this is pretty funny. They have a Legoland in Johor. So my recommendation is going to Legoland, because I think that would be kind of funny and I've never been. So there you go. Rudy? Yes, go on. Otherwise, I'm going to skip straight to the radio and we're going to come back once we're...
You being like so mad about this is
Matt.
Even funnier to me.
Not Matt. I just don't think it's
okay.
Left.
Okay.
Go on then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have quite an interesting business to propose for a visit today. For those who have been to IKEA, it is no secret that their market, fuck me, and interior design teams cook well. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean, we all have that fantasy of wanting to just stay or live in one of their prefabricated room models that all looks so cozy and nice. Well, turns out that you can actually try something of that sort at IKEA Concept Guesthouse in Johor Bahru, where each room has been made to replicate the feeling of those model rooms you see at IKEA stores. I do not bear the responsibility for the legal right infringement that this business may or may not participate in.
So, I guess their business is that they set up their rooms like an IKEA showroom?
Basically,
that's pretty
yes.
Interesting. I like that. All right. Well, then onto the radio before Rudy starts crying again. My radio station recommendation is Radio iKim. But you have to make sure that your legal name is Kim prior to tuning in, as otherwise you're not invited.
That, you know what? That's fair. All right. For me, it's tune in to Rodeo. Well, now everybody's just
there
having fun over here. Huh? Tune in to Rodeo Johor FM at 101.9 FM. And just like me, fall in love. I got a man who poured his heart out in a rock ballad in a language that I would usually not understand. But this time, I understood every single chord and chorus because this guy spoke the language of love. Love. Love.
All right.
And with that, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah, with our dear co-host, Henry, the lovely boy, who you can find
where? You can probably find me in a public speaking class, learning how to speak better.
You will never live this down in my eyes. This was like the best joke you've ever done.
Right,
you can
thanks.
Find me at 000, R-E-D-Y-S 000, so 3 0s, the root is 3 0s on Instagram. You can also check out our dear colleague from Tom of Huzzah, Colossal Pangu, on twitch.tv. And where are we going next week, Henry?
Next week, we're headed to, drumroll please, Cluj-Napoca, I think it's pronounced, in Romania.
We're heading up Romania again, I believe, right?
Yep, that would be the first time.
Wait, have... Oh, well, in that case, I don't know. Go.
That's okay.
Let's see you all in the next episode.
All right. All right. See ya.